At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
Working with a team of mechanical and aerospace engineering students, WVU teaching assistant professor Peter Gall developed a sophisticated mathematical model dubbed the Gall Hybrid Methodology. It allows American Airlines to integrate the flight operations of three major airlines, American, U.S. Airways, and American West Airlines. What made you unique to this is that you're a former pilot yourself, right?
I flew for U.S. Airways for almost 19 years as a first officer and a captain on several aircraft. I have a lot of experience in the flight operations of the airline.
These mergers can actually be beneficial to the airlines as well as to consumers. Why is that?
Years ago, there was a lot of small airlines. Then that sort of boiled down to six major airlines, and there was still a lot of overlap and competition, and airlines, of course, went through very bad times, particularly after 9/11. The legacy carriers went bankrupt. So the solution was basically for these airlines to merge, and we would end up in this country with three large airlines. And that is exactly what happened, Delta, American, and United.
With these mergers, what does it allow the airline companies to do better? What does it allow for consumers in terms of their experience that is maybe better than when you had lots of smaller carriers?
Well, it gives the airline a lot of flexibility, and that goes throughout the whole system with maintenance and all types of support. So it's beneficial for the consumer.
What was the biggest challenge for these airlines in trying to merge?
The most contentious issue is that you have three different employee groups, and they will have a very hard time agreeing on how the flight operations should be merged.
Tell me some of the factors that you had to take into consideration.
I came up with a hybrid model where each pilot at each airline would be placed depending on a variety of background information, their age, how long they've been flying with the airline, the current equipment that they're operating, what position they hold. By putting it all together, I basically came up with a tool and a method that could be used effectively. And so that is probably one of the reasons why it was adopted.
Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.